All right, starting off the new year with a rapid reaction podcast. The Bears lost to Green Bay. Welcome to the Windy City Podcast. Let's fire away for a good 10 minutes here just to make me feel better. It starts right now.
Showtime.
All right, it could be worse. It could be worse. That's right. They were 5-7, and no one thought the Bears would be in the playoffs except a very select few. I held the possibility out there because of math, and I thought it would take 9. They got in with 8. Congratulations to the Bears, I guess. You cared at the end of the season, and now you have a chance to, let's be honest, upset New Orleans. This is not a team that is ready for a deep playoff run. Today was super irritating. Has Mitchell Trubisky not played better football the last 3 weeks? Did he not have a certain swagger that was exciting? I was expecting a Trubisky to come out today and have that tempo coming up to the line and stretch the field, find his guys. Allen Robinson, the guy's been phenomenal. Phenomenal. Where was he today? Is Green Bay secondary that good at taking Robinson away? I don't get it. Allen Robinson had 10 catches last week for 103. He had two catches today. He hasn't had two catches since the Giants game. I mean, he was targeted 5 times. I don't get it. This was not the A-Rob day. That was extremely disappointing. And I just, look, you can't win against a good football team if you don't allow your quarterback to throw the ball down the field, to throw the ball in the end zone. When you get first and goal, you got to trust your guy to find somebody in the end zone. Jump ball, Jimmy Graham, crossing route, Allen. I don't know anything. The dump off to David Montgomery, and he's got to beat 5 people. You went out there today and you killed Darnell Mooney, who was phenomenal. But my God, I mean, you're asking so much from the guy, and he's juking, he's diving, he's this, he's that. And then he gets cracked, and who knows if he'll be able to play next week. And then the defense, I mean, the fact that it took Marquez Valdez-Scantling dropping a touchdown pass on a perfect throw for Aaron Rodgers to actually get an incompletion, and that didn't come until the second half. I mean, that's incredible. You would think in the 26th game going against Aaron Rodgers, you'd have some level of plan that you could at least get an incompletion in the first half. I'm not talking about beating him. I'm not talking about anything other than how about just one time making him uncomfortable to the point that he doesn't complete a pass. 10 for 10, 3 touchdowns. My God. It started miserably ugly, but the Bears go down the field and score. Took a lot of time off the clock. That was encouraging. I mean, if you look, there's a lot of positive stats here. Total plays, Bears 74, Packers 44. 30 more plays. 30. They controlled the clock 35 minutes and 29 seconds to 24-31. And yet, you lose by 19. 19. Now, the other game against Green Bay, that game was actually a wider margin. This one's a closer margin. None of it matters. The Bears are just not as good as Green Bay. But I do think they can get the Saints. They nearly got them earlier in the year, overtime game. And that doesn't necessarily translate to anything. But Alvin Kamara is in the COVID situation. It's going to be missed practice all week. I'm assuming he'll play, and he's probably working out somewhere, and he'll be fine. But that's not a negative. What the story is with Roquan, what the story is with Mooney, those are all problems. But hey, you're in. Rams beat Arizona 18-7. If somebody told you at the start of the day that the Bears would be in the playoffs and they'd be the 7 seed and that they beat Green Bay and that Arizona lost or won and you were the 6 seed, you'd be thrilled. Problem is, you saw the Bears playing a good football team, and you saw the difference. Bears have beaten one team with a winning record all season long, Tampa Bay. So how do you have any confidence they're going to do anything in the playoffs? I'm going to choose to be confident, though. Even though the Saints coming in off a 33-7 rout of the Panthers, Breeze 201 yards, 3 touchdowns. The Saints had 5 interceptions, by the way. So don't throw 5 interceptions this week. But here's my message, and thank you for putting on the Windy City Podcast and a little brief hit here. Look, let Mitchell Trubisky go here. Open it up. Get with him all week long. How are we going to do this? Eking out a victory is going to tell you very little. And maybe you have all the data you know, and maybe your decision is made, and if he gets a big contract, he's out of here, period, end of story. We'll go to Nick Foles. We'll try to make the offensive line better. We'll get Foles one more year comfortable in the offense, and we'll draft a quarterback. That's what it feels like right now. But look, play action. Trubisky, down the field. Try to take advantage of the Saints' defense. I mean, look, this is not let's look at where New Orleans is. I'm looking it up on the fly here. Defensive leaders, the Saints, well, they're giving up 310 yards a game. It's near the top of the NFL. Let's look at their passing yards. Let's go New Orleans on passing yards. Where do they come in? New Orleans. They're giving up 215 yards a game. Saints are good. So there's that. They're giving up 22 points per game. But look, defense. Drew Brees is not Drew Brees of 5 years ago. You can have a day. The Bears are going to be, let's see if the lines are out. Bears are going to be what, a 5-point underdog, 6-point underdog would be my guess. Let's see if we got lines here. Wild card round. Bears, no lines. Okay. I'm going to guess a 5, 6, 7-point underdog. Okay. You're in this football game. I'm going to hold that they can do it. I don't know why I'm holding it, but I'm holding it. There's no buzz around the Bears right now. Everybody's bummed that you got smoked by the Packers. Green Bay was the easiest money today ever. Who didn't know that Aaron Rodgers, with a one seat on the line and a week off and all the talking that had gone on between these two teams and the smile on his face that he constantly has, who didn't know that he was going to come in here and absolutely blast the Bears again? That was the lock of all locks. And I'm mad at myself that I didn't dial up my DraftKings or my FanDuel and play it. David Montgomery, you were phenomenal. You are a battler. Darnell Mooney, you are a battler. The Bears have some guys with some guts. Cole Kmet, head down. And by the way, NFL officials, come on, man. Cole Kmet's ass is on the ground when the ball pops out. You watch the damn replay and you say that you go with a call that you made on the field. You've been watching football your whole life. Is there any common sense left? That was not a fumble. That's ridiculous. Couple of other things. The 4th-and-1 where you put Trubisky in the gun and that stupid-ass pass to Robinson. I don't know what Jimmy Graham was doing if he was supposed to screen for him. Just do the sneak or hand it off or do play action, anything that you did. Matt Nagy, you're too much involved in the play calling again. Get out of the room. It's disgusting. And then when Montgomery got hurt and on 3rd down, I think it was 3rd-and-1, your idea was, let's give it to Artavius Pierce. You have to have some confidence in your quarterback. There's no other point. You can't win throwing 42 passes for 252 yards, 6 yards a play, no touchdowns, 1 interception. It's never going to work. And he's shown signs of playing better. I was getting confident in him. Let the guy do what he does. Play action, under center. You should have learned something this past 3-4 weeks. He's been better. He was good against the Lions, too, minus the strip. But the interception late and the whole way you went about it, it just felt like it was the 2018 playoffs and you're playing the Eagles. You're turtling your way through, trying to sneak your way through the game. How about sneak your way through by letting him go down the field? I sound like Ed Obradovich. Hampton OB, Tuesday night, 7 to 10. All right, rapid reaction. We'll have a deeper dive tomorrow when I go through all the sound. Mike Berman from NBC5 will join me. But there's a rapid reaction for you. Disgusting loss. I hated it. Packers beat the Bears 35-16. It's the Windy City Podcast.